You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 334. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human. Welcome back. January 16th. Where is this year going? But anyways, we are here. You are here listening to this amazing podcast, and I'm so glad that you are here today. Now, today I want to talk about, there is a metric. Actually, there is just this one metric that I see over and over again businesses are not looking at. They keep working harder and harder, and in many ways, they don't need to. The metric I'm talking about is measuring and understanding the client lifetime value, or sometimes people will call lifetime value of a client. Understanding this metric can save you time, increase your revenue, and so much more. So stick around so I can share with you this powerful information. I'll also be sharing some behind the scenes data with my own metrics within my business so that it's relatable to you also. So what is client lifetime value? Well, let's just keep it super simple. It is the total amount of money a customer or client is expected to spend on your products or services throughout their entire relationship with you and your business. And you might be thinking, well, whoop-dee-doo, Ange, why is understanding this crucial for business owners? Well, let me tell you, it helps business owners save time and resources by optimizing various aspects of your business. Now, also, understanding lifetime value can lead to more efficient and less strenuous business practices. For example, targeted marketing. When you know the lifetime value of your client, you can allocate your marketing resources more effectively. So instead of doing what you might be doing now, casting a wide net, you can focus your efforts on acquiring and retaining high-value clients. This target approach can save you time and resources compared to doing random over and over and over and more marketing where there's no return on investment. So understanding your lifetime value helps you better understand targeted marketing for your business. The second thing that by understanding your lifetime value can have improved customer retention. So again, by understanding this, you can identify the clients who are most valuable to your business over the long term. This allows you to prioritize customer retention efforts, ensuring that you don't have to constantly chase new customers to replace those who leave. Retaining existing high lifetime value clients can be more cost-effective than constantly acquiring new ones. I'm going to share with you in just a minute what this looks like, because in my mastermind alone, the average lifetime value of a client in my mastermind is over $24,000. So I actually only have 17 people in my mastermind. I don't have thousands. I have 17, and they help me make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So it helps you to have improved customer retention without you having to keep filling your top of funnel. Another amazing thing that happens when you understand the lifetime value is that product and service optimization. Knowing the lifetime value of your clients can help guide product and service development. You can specifically tailor your offerings to better serve the needs and preferences of your most valuable clients. Which again, if you understand what those valuable clients need and you create something awesome, this leads to increased satisfaction and loyalty, and they're going to buy more. So again, this avoids the need for constantly pivoting or changing your offers, which can be time consuming and resource intensive. So again, product and service optimization is another amazing thing that can happen when you understand the lifetime value of your client. Resource allocation. Understanding the lifetime value helps in allocating resources more efficiently. You can allocate these resources to areas that generate the most value, whether it's improving customer service, enhancing your product, expanding into new markets. This prevents wastage of time and money on initiatives that do not contribute significantly to your bottom line. I get passionate about this if you can't hear it in my voice. Another great thing is pricing strategies. A good grasp on your lifetime value of a client allows you to get appropriate pricing strategies. You can charge premium prices to clients with higher lifetime value while offering incentives or discounts to lower lifetime value clients. This strategic pricing approach can maximize revenue without putting unnecessary pressure on your business operations. Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today. And another amazing thing is predictable revenue. The lifetime value and knowing this provides insights into future revenue streams, making it easier to forecast income. With this level of predictability, you can plan your business activities more efficiently, allocate budgets, and avoid the need for constraint, scrambling to meet revenue targets. I mean, it's this metric that kills me that people don't understand this metric. Now, as I was saying before, $24,796 is the lifetime value, average lifetime value of one client inside of my mastermind. Some of them, they've actually paid me $50,000 over the years. Some of them have just started working with me and have paid me $1,000. So this $24,796 is the average of 17 women that are currently in my 6- and 7-figure mastermind for women in business. Of the 17 women inside of my current mastermind, all of them but 3 have either worked with me one-on-one, came to either my Bali or Australia retreat, or bought something else of mine. These women are repeat buyers. They stay with me for years, not because I'm not helping them, but rather I guide them into their growth and scale stage, and they then need continued support. But also they stay with me because I help them take action. I help them make more money, which allows them for financial freedom. I help them create an aligned strategy. I help them get their time back so they enjoy life and create memories. I help them with holistically looking at their business, health, wealth, and relationships. I help them with their inner world and mindset. And my approach works for businesses from all backgrounds, not just coaches. In fact, coaches are the least group of people I work with. In my current mastermind, there are the following types of businesses: a social worker, podcast agency, active campaign specialist, nutritionist, VA agency, physiotherapist who owns her own clinic and also just went into coaching, dietitian, a recruitment agency from rural Victoria, pregnancy clinic, campground owner, recruitment agency in Sydney, NDIS company, another social worker focusing on eating disorders, a sewing specialist and content creator, physiotherapist focusing on pregnancy and post-pregnancy, a graphic designer. You get it. So these women, I don't have to keep making up new things and doing all this and wondering where all these new clients are because I provide them a great support. I provide them with great results. I provide them with great strategy and they stay with me. So the lifetime value of a client is more than just a number. It encapsulates the value of trust, loyalty, and reoccurring business. By understanding the lifetime value, you gain insights to the long-term impact of your customer relationships. It helps you make informed decisions regarding customer acquisition, retention, and overall business strategy. Increasing the client lifetime value not only boosts revenue, but also fosters that deeper connection with your clients, creating a win-win scenario where both parties thrive. So remember, as I said, nurturing client relationships isn't just about the present. It's an investment in your future because you don't have to keep going and get new leads. So I encourage you to think about your current and past clients. Do you have clients that only pay you once and then you need to chase more top of funnel clients? Do you have products in your value ladder that keep helping your clients so they don't need to go elsewhere? What I mean by that is for example, I offer a business audit. Then people can buy into my lower end mastermind for those making less than 10K profit pillars. Or people can then go into my higher level mastermind. Or people can work with me one-on-one. Or they can be a rev share client. Or they can go to my retreats. I've got, you know, someone can work with me one-on-one and then go into my mastermind. Someone can work with me in my Action Takers Mastermind and go to my retreat. So by creating a suite of products, they continue to keep buying. So again, do you have products in your value ladder that keep helping your clients so they don't need to go elsewhere? Have you assessed your offers? Are they good and repeat and you know have repeat clients? Or could there be something wrong with your product? Or are your funnels set up to keep clients from not buying you because they're not set up correctly? Again, this metric of understanding the lifetime value is often overlooked, but yet beyond powerful. And so if you're wanting support figuring this all out, well, you're in luck because as I'm one of the go-to business consultants for women around the world, this is my expertise and I'd love to be able to help you figure this out for your business, your family, you know, your success and create a strategy that is exceptionally personalized and tailored for you. If you're wanting to work with me, head to angelahenderson.com.au to explore the different ways that I can help support you. I hope you found that this podcast episode extremely valuable. Understanding metrics and what ones are important to look at, especially lifetime value of client, is imperative for your business growth, imperative to get your time back, imperative to increase your revenue. So have a beautiful day, you amazing human. And I look forward to you joining me for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.